Telephone.
That was the shortest intro ever.
Oh yeah, we didn't even hear the
kind.
What's that, Jen?
I think that's the best kind, the short intro.
Ah, yeah, yeah. I know, they're getting ridiculous. I just keep adding and adding. I'm not deleting old stuff anymore. So I'll cut that out.
No, yours is fine. Rob's is a little long, but...
Oh, no, yeah, like, Rob's is like...
I hear it once in one...
Rob's takes up half the show or something, doesn't it?
It's a whole song.
Yeah, yeah. God, just...
But the one with Grumpy Old Man is the best.
I'll play that one next. Yeah, I like him on there. Yeah, yeah, this is the phone show. We're doing the phone show. It's a phone and it's a show.
Ooh. Phone show.
Hopefully I have...
Showing around.
You should do my intro like Gunnar does Roxy's.
Yeah. Me and him, like, did it together just one day. We just did that fucking around.
It was
a thousand times better than the one that, like, went on.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember your original version, and then I was...
Yeah.
I mean, the version Gunnar sent to Roxy was awesome, but it wasn't as awesome.
Yeah.
It wasn't as spontaneous.
Yeah, like, the raspy, just, like, us just... Like, I was drunk in the afternoon for some reason and just singing all stupid. Like, that one was way better.
How's your week been, Matt, since last week's abortion of a show?
I don't, you know, the days are the same to me. I'm mainly spending most of my free time in dreams.
Wednesday.
Like, that's where I do the most. Yeah, I've been having a lot of vivid dreams lately.
That's so sad.
That shows how, like, how, like, little of anything. I fucking go to, like, I don't even need to leave the building to buy beer. Like, it's connected. The CVS pharmacy's connected to my building, and so, like, I don't even need to go outside.
Nice.
So, like, once a day, I put on these filthy jeans instead of pajama pants.
How's your weekend?
It's alright.
What you been up to? EverQuest and Snooze or whatever that stuff's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Back in EverQuest and around.
Jen chews tobacco now. That's badass. Nobody's gonna fuck with you anymore.
It's in a pouch though. It's not like chew where it's like all dirty and gooey and gross in your mouth.
I got big old fat Copenhagen pouches right here in my pocket. You're supposed to spit them, but I just don't give a fuck.
I can't deal with spitting it.
I was at a bar last year for Geeky Karaoke, and there was like some guy that came into the bar and was passing those around, like, you know, giving us samples.
Yeah.
Trying to get us hooked on them.
Yeah.
And I threw all mine away. I figured they make good electronics project boxes.
Oh, cool. What did you make? Did you make anything cool?
No, nothing at all.
No, they're on the like a bunch of those and Altoid stins are on the someday pile.
Yep, exactly.
God damn it! Fuck.
Oh,
she gets hiccups from her tobacco.
Yeah, it's the infamous hiccups. I've heard about those.
Yeah, I know.
Man, I'm screaming.
That's pretty.
Sorry.
It's adorable.
That's what we were supposed to hear on that video. So, hey, Matt, Jen, like a week or two ago, she wanted you to call this person.
Okay.
And
I just, yeah, she's very belligerent, and she thinks she's a badass, so.
Okay.
And what's her name? Do you got her name or anything?
It's a ghetto gangbanger, according to Jen.
Okay. Yes. Be like, just what's up, bitch?
My prediction of this call is it's going to ring and go to voicemail, and that's the end.
Yeah. Well, that'd probably be the best.
Call again later.
See?
Oh.
Wow.
That was it. Actually, that was an odd message, wasn't it?
I didn't even hear what it said. Hold on. I'm calling it
Please
back.
Please try your call again later.
Please try your call again later.
What the hell is this, Jen?
It's a cell phone. It's called a ghetto cell phone for a ghetto person.
Yeah.
Then I shouldn't talk because I have virgin.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I have the actual state-sponsored welfare phone, so I win.
So I'm on Ustream tonight.
Awesome.
I didn't want to get on. I'm afraid to get on Tiny Chat because nobody else is on, so fuck that. I'm on Ustream. But I don't even know if it's working because, like, everything's
picking up. Got any news today?
Oh, no, it's working. What's that?
You got any news?
Probably.
We haven't had any good news music
at all. Last week I didn't do anything because I just, like, let the show go to hell last week. But it was actually funny. We had a fun after show.
It was fucking fun as shit, yeah.
And
fucking good old Gregory kept fucking with my buddy calling him by the last name.
I don't remember that.
Wrong last name.
I didn't put that show on the feed because I don't want the show to be known as, like, you know, all that shit you were saying.
Yeah.
Like, nonstop that I'm going to hang up on you for this week. But
I'm being good.
Yeah, you always are at the beginning. But if you go to Cacti Radio, if you go to Cacti Radio on Facebook, you can download that show. It's like there's a link to it, like several posts back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So it's up. It's just not on the feed.
Well, I can YouTube it.
Yeah,
that's fucking awesome.
Oh wow, we're still playing the thing.
Oh.
But wait.
Are we?
Oh, shit. We weren't on the air the whole time. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
I think I've done that before. Man, I suck at everything right now. We'll put technical writer on.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even have the soundboard hooked up. I'll have to do this old school.
Really?
This just in. Today, I got in an argument on Facebook with a teenage girl, and a junior high kid threatened to kick my ass on a My Little Pony Facebook group.
Awesome.
So I feel pretty cool about all that. That breaking news of the day. Is that good, Matt?
Yeah, I liked it.
You can't go wrong with My Little Ponies.
Yeah. Dude, they're fucking awesome.
I want to know who's calling us from Maine. Hello, Maine.
Hello. Turn down your radio.
What you doing, Maine?
Care Bears could totally kick My Little Pony's ass, though. They would totally eviscerate the My Little Pony and eat it.
That's right. Yeah, so this guy from Maine has been calling. I think that's the Maine area code. But anyway, he's been calling nonstop since the show started, and... Now he's not saying anything.
Me, you big jerk.
Oh. Hey, Mr. Spessa.
Gosh.
You weren't saying anything. We didn't hear you. Like, what are you talking on? You were completely silent. You fucking
I'm
noob.
I'm sick. I have a runny nose.
Oh, yeah, that explains your complete silence.
My kid got me sick. I've only been on for two seconds.
No.
I think there's like a 10-minute delay on your line.
Yeah.
See? Okay.
See that way.
See, now he's just being quiet out of spite.
Take that.
Alright. We have to play this thing. Wait, I have to play it on my other computer. If I really want to play this. Okay, this is a thing on YouTube. There's a video to it. I'm going to post it in the tiny chat. But it's awesome, and it's like 1 minute long. And you guys have heard this, I know. This has to be shown.
Okay.
My internet's going really slow tonight. I'm not sure why. My kids are downloading torrents.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That's all I can think of. It's going really, really slow. Oh shit, I'm downloading torrents right now.
That's even better.
Hello.
Okay, so that's not gonna work. Here, let me try again.
What? Who am I process.
Okay, so I'm only getting one channel of audio on my laptop, so never mind. We won't play that. It was awesome, though, I swear.
It's because you don't have a ThinkPad.
I have a Lenovo. That's good enough. There, I posted it in Tiny Chat, and everyone can see it. And
Touch Tone Genius.
Yeah, Touch Tone Genius on YouTube. And it's brought to you by thisisrecording.com.
And that's a good site.
Yeah, yeah. Jen, I'm saving your number for next week, and maybe it'll work next week. Maybe it would have worked last week when I was supposed to do it.
That's okay. Yeah. You know, maybe she just didn't pay the bill. Maybe she's ghetto trash.
Yeah, a ghetto gangbanger, according to the notes. You remember a couple weeks ago when I was talking about all the swatters stuff, and like it's all Xbox players, and they're all doing all the swatting now. Have you heard about that, Mr. Spessa?
No, I haven't. That's ballsy for Xbox users.
Yeah,
shit.
And you've heard about swatting, right? Like you've heard people doing.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Okay. Well, apparently it's getting really big all of a sudden in the Xbox Live crowd, and all these, I guess, you know, kids are like swatting each other when they get pissed at each other through a game. So this story.
Oh my god! How do they even get their information? I didn't think there was a mechanism for sharing IPs or anything.
Oh, probably it's probably just like conference lines. You know, people say their numbers or their names or whatever, and they look them up.
Oh,
but this is awesome.
I've never used Xbox Live.
Well, I mean, this is terrible, but this is awesome what they did. Swatters target Xbox employee. The executive works in Microsoft Xbox Live division. Said one of his primary responsibilities is to shut down hackers who try to sell Xbox cheats. He said hackers had previously retaliated against employees in his division. So they're getting, like, names of Xbox employees that are, like, the guys that shut down people that do what they're doing and swatting them.
Breaking news music.
It's too much trouble because I have to turn on the
sound. Yeah, I know. Dun, 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 dun.
There you go. I should turn off technical writer, shouldn't
I? Yeah. I like it.
Mr. Spessa, do you want to be a technical writer?
I'm already a technical writer, damn it.
Do you want to, like, abandon all creative control? Wait, I messed that up.
I'd like to be literate.
Oh, yeah. Another thing I forgot to announce. The torrents that I was downloading that I just turned off, I am downloading for Dark Stranger in the chat room. I'm downloading both seasons of Wondershosen.
Oh, dude, the best show ever.
I actually haven't seen much of it. I saw a little bit of it at Mr. Spess's house. And
it's the fucking, it's the shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I have the DVD sets, and like the first one's the best because like Chauncey's like, it looks like a furry heart, and you pet it, and then you open the cover, and it's this crotch, it's this crotch hair you're petting. And then the second one, like, got it's like a crazy, like hardbound book when it goes into that whole like fucking like America, like.
Yeah, so anyway, next week you're giving it all away. God damn it. Next week, we're going to watch that for movie night.
Ruining it.
Oh, okay.
I think. Yeah.
Do you have enough time to watch it all?
Next week looks really good. Well, I don't know about all of it, but I'm going to watch as much as possible. I mean, it's like 20 minutes an episode, I think.
It's the shit, dude. I'll snip around for that.
Hey, New York. Yeah?
Oh,
And what else? I don't know. I can't understand a thing you're saying.
Is it the Gorlax?
Yeah, I'm going to take a break and play music and fix some audio things here, and we will be right back.
Hey, Grandpa?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not much.
I'm so sorry to call so late. I just had a really bad dream, and it was about you, and I just want to make sure you were okay.
Who is it?
It's...
hi. We're on the air.
Hi.
What are we doing?
Hi, Jason.
Wow.
This is only slightly more organized than last week.
There's a Tron in the chat thing.
Oh, is there? In Tiny Chat?
Yeah, no, in the Cacti, like, IRC.
Ah, yeah.
Hi, Tron.
Tron hangs out a lot. Jen's in love with him.
No.
Really?
Yeah, she
He's
is.
He's in love with me.
You can tell.
He's Roxy. In love with me, okay?
What
Don't
do you think of
my pigtails.
What a dick.
Hamburger says... Hamburger says, why am I not on video? I am on video. I'm on that one thing. Ustream.
Ustream.
Ustream
hey,
slash...
Hey, Roxy, what do you think of Hamburger?
What a cunt.
Roxy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Why are you calling... Was that really Roxy?
No.
Aren't those specifics?
He's got her in a closet.
The only body in a closet is Roxy's boyfriend.
I'm falling for your tricks.
Oh, that was, man, if that wasn't a good zing, I don't know. That needed the drum. Yeah, that was fucking brilliant.
All right, I'm going to play this voicemail. Holy. It's 1 minute long, and we'll see if, you know, audio works this time. Because it's about Mildred. I may have played this, like, last year. I don't remember.
3 o'clock this morning, and I was on the phone and being really mean. I was pranking Gina Lombard. I read about it. He's totally mean. Then even Gina's yelling. Get old after a while. Are you recording me? What the fuck are you doing?
She's called into the phone show before, but she left a voicemail.
I'm a little bit pissy.
December of last year. I started going through all my voicemails, and I'm trying to organize them and play them all to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Are you impressed? Someone be impressed. God damn it.
I'm impressed that women call you of their own volition, Brad. I mean, they have to be drunk, but they still call you. That's
yeah, she's obviously very intoxicated.
I'm impressed. I wish drunk girls called me.
She sounds like a keeper. You should put a ring on her finger.
Put a ring around her fucking eye.
Millions of Jews died during the Holocaust.
Hi, I'm
I heard
crazy,
something about
bye.
The Holocaust.
Matt would sign her face with his fist.
Okay. Yeah. Delete forever. Now I only have 18 more to play. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
At least it's legal.
Fine.
I'll play one more that's 6 seconds long.
Hey, Brad. Happy New Year's from Australia. Have a good one.
Why the fuck did I even keep that?
But that was nice.
Yeah, it would have been nicer, like, if I'd played it on New Year's or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, like, the week after
but,
New Year's.
I mean, the thought still counts. It's still, like, you should get all warm and fuzzy
yeah.
over it.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
I saw a video of an Australian guy hit a bridge at 100 miles an hour in a wingsuit today.
That's a nice
I've seen that one.
New Year thought.
It's where the two guys are doing it, and the one, like, hits the fucking clips it. And he's like, all of a sudden I saw a red burst. And like, that was funny.
Matt should have prefaced when he said two guys were doing it. He meant they were jumping out of a plane in wingsuits.
No, whatever. Sodomy. For the win.
Yeah. Rock lobster.
Somebody on the PLA forums came up with this. He did a Tone Loc scan, which is weird because... You know, what the hell? Who even has a modem anymore? But apparently he does. And there's one very interesting number. Like, there's loops, but they don't work. But and I don't know how to explain it. They're just weird. And then there's just random things that Jen would get a boner over. But...
Her boner is impressive.
Yeah, but the cool thing is this. This is a regular landline phone number in the 707 area code. And it goes directly to a 411 operator who thinks you're calling from a payphone.
Huh.
And she'll give you any number in California for free, which is really valuable, you know?
And we're not trying this out right now. Why?
No, we are. It's ringing. It's.
Thank you for using Frontier Communication Solutions. For quality purposes.
That's what we're calling Verizon these days, is Frontier. It does that crazy tone.
Damn it.
Hi.
What city and state, please?
Roy, New Mexico.
Thank you. One moment.
Wait.
And what number were you looking for there?
Really? You'll do New Mexico? Because usually when I call here, they don't let me do out of...
You asked for New Mexico, sir.
Are you just being, like, especially nice to me?
Sir, or... you asked for Roy, New Mexico. Are you looking for a phone number in Roy, New Mexico?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Yeah,
but I'm just
okay,
really
what's
taken
the name that you're looking for?
I'm taken aback that you're being so nice and actually letting me do out of state, because normally operators get pissed and just start yelling at me.
Okay, what can I help you with, sir?
Isn't that weird?
I'm not getting pissed and I'm not yelling at you, so how may I help
you? I'm so
you?
Impressed. You're the nicest person ever.
Have a good night, sir.
No, wait, don't hang up. I need a number.
Okay, well then, I don't have a lot of time to idle chit-chat. What number are you looking for in Roy, New Mexico?
Well, it's for the store. But before we get to that, I just want to say that you're
the
nicest lady I've ever spoken with in my entire life.
Please go for a supervisor. I'll be offline during your...
What time do you get off work?
I think she works on a commission basis.
Commission? How would it be commission?
Supervisor, how may I help you?
That lady was so mean. Matt, tell her how mean that lady was. Mr. Spessa, tell her how mean that lady was. Somebody.
She was mean.
Back me up, you guys.
She hurt our feelings.
Nobody has my back here.
I'm sorry.
She said that we couldn't talk to anyone in California and we had to go to Mexico.
What does that mean, sir?
She's like, we asked for Roy, New Mexico, and she's like, if you want Roy, New Mexico, you're just going to have to hitchhike down there, you fucking idiot. That's what she said.
Sir, I was standing right here. It's only three of us in the office. But anyways, what listing can I find for you?
And I actually cleaned up that quote. You know, she cursed just like nonstop. Every other word,
sir,
was just like effing.
I do apologize. Can I get a number for you in Roy, New Mexico?
Yes, after you slap her where I can hear it.
Sir, this is a business. We're timed here, so she can't stay on the phone with you very long. We're here to give you a listing. So can I have the listing you're looking for in Roy, New Mexico?
I don't want her
please?
To be on the phone a long time with me because she's so mean. Like, why would I want to talk to her for
you
a long
time?
Have
a nice day, sir.
I want her. No, keep. I'm almost there.
So that was amusing. I mean, and
I liked it.
I want to find out, like, is there a certain... No, there can't be, like, a certain payphone I think we're calling from. Oh, it's not letting us through now. Call dropped. They figured things out.
Call that nurse line.
They're on to you, buddy.
I swear it's dropping every single time I try to call it. It's probably because I have... I have too many phone people on right now. Ah. I wanted to call this more. This is so unfair.
Have you been part of any of the Steam Shark people calls?
Oh, man. Legends should call us and tell us about that, because that's hilarious.
I've actually gotten the Steam Shark, the network operations center at the Telewest sales center to call me nonstop for like the last couple of days.
Why? Because
apparently
of
I pissed them off.
What you mean? Like when you're because of Legend? Like you're pranking with Legend?
No, I was just doing it on my own. He inspired me.
Okay.
I threw a conference call. Like I got about 8 to 10 operators all on the same line at once, and there was just confusion. I think they thought I was doing something more vicious than simply conferencing them all together.
Nick and I were calling 7-Elevens yesterday, and we were just calling random ones all over the country, and four of the, I don't know, six that we called were like, oh, I'm glad you're just trying to help us get our cooler under control. We've had a lot of people calling asking us to rip up bills lately.
Oh, shit.
And we weren't just... We were calling them all over the country. Well, four different people told us.
Do you remember when we were doing that? Like, were you there that night when we were having people rip up bills or trying to get them to rip up bills?
Yep, the counterfeit bill.
Hey,
the one guy in the office that did it and then said he didn't was the best. He's like, well, I really didn't do it.
Legend, are you there?
Yeah.
Tell us all about...
Hi, Legend.
Hello. How are
Legend.
You
Jen has a crush on Legend, too.
Hi.
You know, but
I don't know why. I'm ugly as sin.
We all have a crush on you, Legend.
Oh, I'd go to hell for your face, Legend.
Wow.
Legend, tell us about, like, whatever that thing is.
The steam
sharks.
Yeah, steam shark pocket mock steam, whatever it is. It was an commercial, and I don't know. I was this inspired to call, and what was that?
Just out of nowhere, you, like, started calling Steam Shark and saying your name's Roy, and I don't know.
Yeah, they still have a very adverse reaction to anything Roy.
I don't know the number. I want to call them. I want to hear you call them right now. But like, what should I search for on Google? Just Steam Shark.
Put it in the chat. Put it in the chat, Legend.
Legend sounds like that's going to take him a half hour.
It is, Mr. Spessa.
Call the nurse line, damn you! The nurse line.
Oh,
I did last night.
It's right there.
What's the line? I'm so out of the loop.
It's a Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oklahoma. You call up and you get to speak with a registered nurse, and you get to run your medical emergency by a registered nurse.
Oh.
I think it was the night before last, Legend called about his Fleet enema scalding as his rectum. It was great.
It was a twin pack. The first one, the wife, you know, I don't know, she must have put it on ice. I told her to warm it up a little bit. I said hot water, but something possessed her to put it in the microwave.
Someone, crap!
Yeah.
Someone should post the number in Tiny Chat to the Steam Shark. Oh, I see the nurse line thing now. I guess I can do that.
It takes some time.
Even though we were
Legend,
talking about
what were the side effects?
What were the side effects? She told me to take Tylenol and go to the emergency room.
Thank you for calling the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oklahoma.
I hit zero. I hope that's okay.
If you believe this is a serious medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911.
Wait, should I be pranking medical emergency?
Local emergency services
is that
now.
What this is?
To assure the highest level of quality
service,
this call may be monitored, but please be assured that all calls
Steam
are confidential.
I can't find the number right now.
Someone
if
just
you
posted
are calling
it.
Because you
I,
were Ill
I just posted it to the Steam Shark.
Yay, fuck this nurse thing. I don't even know what that is. I didn't understand. What's that?
You're just scared.
Yeah, I am.
You big pussy.
Yeah, I don't want to
jelly vagina.
Well,
we have anal leakage. You need to help
fucking
us.
Fucking broadcasting it, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
For the love of God and all that is holy!
Yeah, fuck you, Rob. I don't want to hear all that. Okay, this is for you, Legend. Oh, sorry.
Thank you for calling to order the Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Lisa, and to pull up the special offer, may I have your zip code, please?
Hi, Lisa. It's 49047.
49047?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And for quality purposes, this call may be recorded.
That's kind of redundant, but go ahead.
Today you're getting the all-new Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop with three levels of steam control so you can clean and sanitize every floor in your home. Mm-hmm. Normally, it's five payments. But today, on today's call, you'll get the mop for just four easy payments of $39.95 with free shipping and handling.
Ooh.
And as an added bonus, you're getting the Shark Portable.
It's like you're making money.
Yeah. Hello, ma'am.
Hello?
Go ahead. I'm here.
His name is Roy, by the way. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, my name is Roy.
Sorry, hello?
You heard us.
Yeah, my name is Roy.
Disconnecting me to prank call.
All right, let's try one more, but I don't know.
But I'll shut up this time.
No, it wasn't you. Like, I don't know. It was just going on and on. But see, like, as soon as you say the word Roy, it's like...
It's over, dude.
Thank you for calling Pull the Shark Professional Steam Pop Pocket Mop. My name is Gabrielle. To pull up this special offer, may I have your zip code, please?
It's 49047.
Thank you. That was 49047?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. For quality purposes, this call may be recorded. And today you're getting the all-new Shark Professional Steam Pop, a pocket mop with three levels of steam control. You can clean and sanitize every floor in your home. Normally, it's five payments, but on today's call, you will get the mop for just four easy payments of $39.95 with free shipping and handling. And as an added bonus, you're getting the Shark portable steamer for above-floor cleaning with your order. Normally, it's $99, but we'll include it with your order for free, and it's yours to keep just for trying this deep mop, pocket mop. And let's go ahead and get this order out to you today.
You sound like Chief Wiggum's kid.
I'm sorry?
Are you Ralph Wiggum?
I'm sorry?
Okay, go ahead. Let's get the mop.
Okay, and let's go. And how many did you want to order today?
Does it smell like hot dogs?
Right.
She said prank and then hung up.
They all say prank and hang up.
That was rude.
That's like
I know, but she sounded like it, Ralph.
Yeah, she really did, now that you mention it. That's like the old OCI operators. They used to be like operator leaving line. That was their goodbye message when they heard a prank.
Yeah. They're prank. I guess that's because they're all recorded. So that's how they can validate. They're just
I'm really lame, dude. I can't find last week's show. Where is it?
Oh, it's on the Cacti Facebook page, probably like,
I don't know,
five or six posts back, maybe.
I don't know.
For reals. I think as long as we're prank calling them, we should do something good for them and give out their number for people that legitimately want to order this, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Let's turn negative into a positive and give that out. The number is 1-800-768-9115. And, I mean,
And that's the Steam Pop Mop.
The Steam Shark something.
Pocket Mop. Stop Pocket Steam Mop.
And you've been bothering them for, what, like 2 weeks now, nonstop? Like
Trevor said he got two of them to cry yesterday.
What?
I would doubt it.
I want to hear a Steam Mop lady cry.
He keeps on, his dog, he keeps on running into like skunks, and he's asking if he can use them.
Oh, yeah, I heard him do one of those where he wants to steam clean the dog.
Yeah.
Hi, Gregulate.
Hey, guys.
How are
you?
What's
up, buddy?
I'm loving these pranks. You guys are doing good tonight.
Is that sarcasm?
No, it's true.
Usually he's talking shit. He's usually bitching and moaning.
This isn't a prank call show, damn it.
I know, this is different. I'm sorry.
This has never been.
But I'm not trying to derail here.
Yeah. I'm going to try the 411 payphone thing once more. See if it'll connect.
Super nicely.
I love how
Thank
they
you
instantly
for using
know
Frontier
Roy.
Communication Solutions. For quality purposes, your call may be recorded.
What's that tone, Legend? What's that tone mean?
I'm not sure. It's not standard DTMF. It's higher than normal.
Yeah. What city and state, please?
Oh, hello, this is John. I'm a technician with Frontier, and I was trying to find out which number shows up on your display that I'm calling from.
We can't give that out.
But
sir.
I'm a technician.
I have no
retard.
Way of knowing if you're really from Frontier.
If I were not a technician, I'm just do it.
Sir,
it's okay.
I'm here all night. You'd be surprised at things we hear. I'll give you the supervisor, see if she can help you.
No. A supervisor won't do it because they know about
the fuck
me.
Up.
Yeah, hurry.
Is it
please.
Just the same two broads?
I don't know.
Is it just them?
I wonder what kind of stuff they hear.
Supervisor, how may I help you?
Oh, hello. This is Roy from Frontier. I'm an outside technician. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
My name is Miss Rivers.
Oh, that's a pretty name. Can you tell me what number I'm calling from that shows up on your display?
No, I can't.
Why?
No, I can't.
Why not?
Have a good day.
Please, pretty please. Hi, Oregon.
These goddamn operators.
It's the same two broads.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I've only made two calls to them, but...
And it's been the exact same two. Like, are they running, like, a taking an information joint out of their house?
They're probably
sitting there.
They're in someone's
basement. Scissoring.
That's gotta be
it. There's nothing like Frontier Solutions.
Hey, Oregon. Oh, he
for went. Quality purposes, your call may be recorded.
Wow.
It sounds like caller ID in the background. You know, like caller ID, call waiting. It sounds like
directory. The... What city and state, please?
Is this the person I just talked to?
I don't believe so. No, I haven't had a call.
Okay, I'm sorry. I get disconnected. My name's Roy, a technician with Frontier, and I was trying to find out what number shows up on your display that I'm calling from.
Let me give you to the supervisor. I'll be off the line. They'll be able to.
No, that's crazy talk. Just tell me. Your information, that's the information I want, goddammit. You're paid to give me phone numbers, and I want... Oh, hi.
This is the supervisor, and the number that you're calling from, sir, we're sending 911 over to talk to you because you can't play on the phone.
You're sending 911 to my house.
Sending 911?
How do you...
What is that?
Can you tell us where you're sending
911? Oh, my God, run!
Why is 911? I'm getting a call from the same area code as they're in. So, hi, 707. Oh, they hung up. That was weird. It's not the same number, but it's the same area code. So that's kind of a strange coincidence. The
supervisor got on so fast.
I think they're they're monitoring.
The other one was still on.
Hi, 503. Yeah. What? I'm sorry.
Dude, they like get like all their shit together to like finally make a call and then just don't know what to say.
Yeah, that one sounded like they were in a loud place, like a bar or something.
A gymnasium.
No, a bar.
You're right.
Hi.
I would think.
I don't know. People are getting disconnected. I think I have too many people on. Sorry, Matt. Go ahead.
No, that guy was said UK. Was he from overseas?
That would be my guess. Either that or he's a big liar.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was his name.
Hi, 707.
Hey, Brad.
Hi, what you doing?
I don't know. I'm a huge fan.
No, you're
not. First time calling in.
It's a lie.
Hey, man.
I'm not really a fan. I'm just lazy.
You're from the operator place, I think, is what's going on.
No, Brad, I'm the one who gave you the number.
Oh, are you Patrick Q?
Yeah.
Can I say your full name on the... No, I'm sorry, I won't do that.
Sure, go ahead.
No, I would never do that to you.
Hi, awesome, buddy.
Man.
Yeah, thanks for the number. Do you want to call
them? Matt.
Should we call them one more time?
Sure.
So I guess you picked that area code because that's local to you? Like you're just calling every number in the exchange?
Yeah, pretty much.
Ah, that's crazy. That's a great story, man.
Cool. Autism.
You need some sirens to play in the background when you speak to them.
Frontier Communication Solutions.
Play sirens.
For quality purposes, your call may be recorded.
Hi, this is Officer Jim Webb at the police department.
Crap. I think I just heard
what
my door.
What city and state, please?
Hi, ma'am. I'm a technician here down in California. Could you please give me the number from which I'm calling from? We are trying to update the phone.
I just told the other gentleman the same thing. We can't give out the number. I can give you the supervisor if she wants to.
Told
I'll be off the line.
No, thank you.
We talked to the supervisor. She said it's okay, so it's okay. Go ahead.
No, I've already called 911, sir, and they're looking for your address. Okay.
Really?
Again, I am more hacksaws. We're untraceable.
Are there only two of you? Call them back.
Can you call 911?
It seems like
let's try to bill and collect.
So, yeah.
Oh my God, it's a police emergency.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so scared.
I used to have this awesome number, and it was just like that one, but it wasn't 411. It was a zero operator. So I would end up talking to a zero operator in New York. I could ask that operator to transfer me to AT&T, and I could have them do anything I want. I could like emergency interrupt a line. Fuck you, UK Ted. I hate you, UK Ted.
UK.
You just played my show back at me.
God damn it. What is? Why are they getting so mad? What are we doing that's so bad? We're just asking the number we're calling from?
It sounds like a fucking
I called
shit.
Their number once, and me and my friend, when I first got into Phone Freaking Right, and I called the number, and I kept asking them to, I kept telling them to get me the FBI, and they'd be like, and she kept, and she like laughed into the phone. She did the evil laugh.
Yellow.
And she's all like,
yellow.
Oh, I'm sending the police. It's weird.
Hello.
Yeah. Sorry, 503, if you're listening, we just hung up on you.
I think we should call back and each one of us should do a voice a different time, so it's like all these different people calling, except it's not really a phone mob because it's all from the same number.
Maybe that number...
We should say we're on a conference line and we're yelling at them.
Maybe that number just goes to one specific desk or one set of desks, you know? So it's...
Sometimes it does that. It's weird.
Yeah, but it's weird that that's the only number you found in that exchange that's information.
She did say she was in a room with two other people. That's it.
Yeah. That
I only did 99 numbers anyway.
That operator one in New York, though, I could have them like dial long-distance international calls, and they would put them through free of charge. It was awesome.
How?
Nice. I've always wanted to find one of those again, but never have.
How did you get
to find one, dude?
What's the question, Gregulate?
What did you do? Like, how did you get him to do it?
It was a direct line, just like this one. It's just a phone number that goes to a zero operator. It's as if you're on a phone dialing zero.
And you just told them and they would do it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, UK Ted.
I'd kill for another, like an elevator line.
We've got tons of those on the forums. We need to start, like, messing with this. Yeah.
Let's do it.
PLA forums.
Someone in the elevator and they needed to send someone there immediately.
Oh, I hate that idea so much that I'm hanging up on you.
Hey, don't go hanging up on people.
Yeah, I'm going to hang up on you next. What's going on, UK
Ted? Hey, UK Ted.
Hey, guys.
Congratulations on getting your sound issues figured out.
You sound like Gunner.
This is great. This is the first time I've been on Cacti Radio, so I'm honored.
Don't do an American accent or we're going to be completely confused because you sound like Gunner.
Golly gosh, I wish I could.
It's British Gunner.
Be like, howdy y'all. That's an American accent.
Howdy y'all. That's y'all it. Got some pancakes for me?
Is that an American
thing? That's what you guys say, isn't it?
Is that an American thing, pancakes?
Yeah, that's what Americans say. That's what I read all about it. You like pancakes and waffles and stuff.
We do.
Yeah. Yeah. Fat.
And all about blood sausages and fucking chips.
Blood sausages, yeah, I heard about that. And haggis. You guys like haggis, right?
Yeah.
That's us. We love it. We don't like it. We love it. We love fucking it.
My mistake.
Hi, Jen.
Hey, Jen, I'm just going to hang up on you because you're too quiet.
No, you can't listen on my computer.
I'm kidding. Yeah, because you're playing.
I want to hear echo and hiccup again.
Hello, Jennifer.
Yeah, Jen. If you want to stay on, you need to take more of your what's it called? Snooze.
Tobacco.
Yeah, I know.
Snooze.
You need to take some more.
I have a tummy ache.
How does tobacco make you?
You're ODing on tobacco.
You're not supposed to swallow.
I put in like swallowing. I put in like five pouches of this shit and then whack off, and it's almost like doing
Good old Matt.
Can we call back that operator line again?
I'm very curious about operator line.
You're what?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, let the fucking the Englishman talk to him.
Oh yeah, hey Mr. Englishman.
If you let me speak to them, I might throw them for a loop. I don't normally expect prank calls from British guys.
Okay.
Yeah, do it.
Here it goes. Well, I'm going to try. It's.
Wait a minute. Who am I talking to? I left this. I joined this conversation a bit late, I think.
It's an information operator in California. So just say, it says it's busy now.
Oh.
What do I need to get off them?
You just need to dick with them.
Yeah, you can do anything you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're free.
You're probably talking to 911 right now.
Someone's going to show up at my house with a car that says 911
on the
side.
I think I'm a little outside the FBI's jurisdiction, but 911. Those guys are pretty tenacious.
Thank you for using Frontier Communications Solutions.
This is all UK
for
Ted.
For quality purposes, your call may be recorded.
that was different.
Yeah. What city and state, please?
Alabama, ma'am.
What city in Alabama?
Houston.
What number are you looking for?
Number 9.
What's the name?
Gump.
Oh, she's gone. She's gone.
What the hell was that?
Houston, Alabama.
Yeah, you have a Houston and Alabama, don't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we do. Should,
Mr. Spessa should do a call. He, come on. Give him a chance.
I think, please. I think I'm going to take a break right now. A musical prelude break type thing.
Do it.
You should play my song.
What song? Oh, I don't know your song. Is that the YouTube thing you sent me?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. I'm definitely going to listen to that after the show. Yeah. Okay. Did you guys happen to see the post on phonelizards.org about TAS 1000, TAS 1000, the band?
Yes.
No.
Okay. TAS. So, okay, these guys, they bought an answering machine from a Goodwill. It was filled with messages, so they created an entire album of music based on these messages.
Nice.
Awesome.
And it's not the... You know, it's not awesome music. I mean, it's a couple of tracks are really awesome, but
dude, it's fucking hilarious.
It's genius. Just the whole idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm going to take a break, and then we will be back, and I'm going to play some TAS 1000.
Sweet.
Wow.
We rock break. On.
Houston, Alabama.
I'll pick this up and check.
Here, I'm going to play a little bit for you guys before I take off for a second.
Thank you. Sound good, Matt.
You're improving the music so much.
Who's still in the call right now? Feel like a call. Whoa.
That's another one.
What are protein?
I don't know. Maybe she's saying something else and they interpreted it wrong.
You took a pair of protein shoes.
We need to get the shoes back.
The pro team,
maybe. Pro team? Yeah, that could be it.
We need to get the shoes back. You'll give me the money. You know, Facebook removed my friends hack. Well, not hack, but friends little thing.
Yeah. Because today, like, it was playing that show where you were talking about it, and a buddy I was chatting with was trying it, and he's like, it's not working.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it worked.
What was the hack?
Regulating the shit. It was where you could see who's creeping on your wall.
Oh, yeah, they got rid of being able to sort by recent or recently added. Any of the sorting options are gone.
I don't think that worked, really. I mean, it worked sort of, but, like, Harry was on my number 4 spot for months.
Yeah, it didn't... I don't know how often it updated. Matt, it definitely was something.
I liked being able to sort by... people I had recently added, but they're just like, nope, fuck you, you don't get that option anymore.
Yeah, there's no options here.
Okay, they don't do that shit at MySpace. Everything's cool over there.
Yeah, because it's been the same since 2007.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Apparently this MARTA person that who used to own the answering machine, she sued them because they didn't get her permission. That's what they claim anyway. Hi, Oregon. This is a message from
Marta.
Hi, how about the Craigslist posting that you had?
Oh, that's,
awesome.
That's why I'm getting so many calls from Oregon. What's it for?
I don't know. Someone posted 5 free cartons of Marlboros with this phone number.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Okay.
Yeah, like, come and get them or something.
Okay, where are you located?
It's
Houston, Alabama.
123 Fake Street.
We're on 123 Any Street.
Any town, USA.
Okay, alright. Well, sorry to bother you.
No, it's fake. Some crazy kids must have done it.
Yeah.
Suck a dick.
So whoever the crazy kids are that put up that Craigslist, you should do me this huge favor and take it down when the show's over so I don't get calls for it for the next 2 weeks, because that's why I don't play voicemails all the time, because it's
You've said that quite a few times.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure they think it's hilarious.
Call this number, because it's been calling me nonstop for like the last 10 minutes.
Wait a minute, are you guys honestly getting upset because you're getting prank called by people? I know, you see the irony in that?
I just can't take
it
anymore.
That really boils my chicken.
You guys need to stop calling me, or I'm gonna send 911 to your house.
Oh, it's
Duncan's my turducken.
Don't call that number, whatever.
Hey, call from unknown caller.
Matt, this is
to
for
add
you.
This caller to your current call, press 5.
5?
How's my computer?
Oh, it disappeared.
Mm.
Hi, Jake.
Hi, this is actually the Houston, Alabama police. You're all under virtual arrest.
OMG, it's the Met police.
So
no,
I'm the
really
e-lawyer. Sir, I'm an e-lawyer, and I can assure you that they're doing nothing wrong.
This is the best thing I've ever heard all week, all month.
I'm
all
a minor, month. So what? Woo, I get off.
Why, just because they threatened to call 911 on us?
It's because Russ Cutler is not on.
Dude, they didn't even know the number you're calling from.
Okay, listen, in your guys' opinion, okay, like, you've seen the article I wrote on prank calling and the rules and, you know, don't involve cops. So... like, going by those rules, are we breaking, like, the rules of prank calling by knowing that they may be calling 911 on us?
No.
Rules are meant to be broken. No, dude, they always threaten to do that when you make a prank call.
Your laws don't apply to me.
You haven't made any sort of threat.
Oh, of course not. No, I'm just saying, you know, like, we shouldn't be screwing with police, and maybe we are. I'm not, like...
They've got steam cleaners to sell.
Yeah. Oh, no, not the steam cleaner people, the information people, who I'm trying to call back right now, and they're not answering.
Oh, man. I swear
if you call them, they always threaten the police on you. It's funny. They call it 911s.
What, information?
I got them, when I told them to call the FBI, they, like, freaked out. I told them 1-800-CALL-FBI, and they, like, threatened to call the police on me, and then
never,
I kept calling back and getting things.
Never encourage people to call the police and FBI on you. That's bad.
Yeah.
Bad
boy.
I didn't encourage them. They just keep doing it.
No. You just said you like saying, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Follow the rules, like Rappy McRapperson says.
And drink your fucking water.
Here, I want to talk to these people real quick.
I tell them you're a 199 operator, and you're returning their call.
Hello, thanks for calling to order the Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop. My name is Joe. This will be a special offer. May I have your zip code or postal code, please?
Oh, I just wanted to make sure. Do you service, will you take an order from a person named Roy? My name's Roy.
Your name doesn't matter.
Okay, but you don't have a problem with people named Roy?
No, I do not.
Because I've been pranking there for 2 weeks, and usually they have a problem with me.
Okay, as long as it's not a prank and you're actually calling to order, that's fine.
Oh, no, this time's for real. This is for real this time. Oh. But have you heard about all the prank calls there?
I'm not sure about that.
You're not sure if you've heard? Because that should be just something you know. You know, yes or no, I've heard about this happening.
Okay.
Are you new? Have you just started there recently? Has the turnover rate been especially high this past 2 weeks?
Are you going to be ordering the Sharp Professional Steam Pocket Mop?
Yes, definitely, after you answer the question.
Okay.
I want to order a baker's dozen.
Okay, due to the nature of this call will be terminated.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Legend, I don't think listeners are going to believe you that we're getting ones that have never heard of it.
It must have been a shift change.
Must be new meat.
No. Yeah, it must be. Because, no, I've called several
times. Yeah, I ain't. It's only been women.
Yeah, that's actually the first male I've heard. Why do you
think? Yeah, I think there's like only like three people there.
It smells like hot dogs.
I can't get a hold of the information place. It's not working. And usually
because I'm sure they have one line and they're talking to somebody.
No, I think it's because we have too many landlines on the bridge because it affects it somehow. So that's my excuse for hanging up on Patrick.
Oh, no.
I hit the wrong button again.
Are you running out of numbers to call?
And I really want to hang up on Mr. Spessa and Jen, but I don't want to.
No.
Oh, no, it's working. It's going through.
Never hang up on Mr. Spessa and Jen.
You can't have more than one 707 number.
Thank you for using Frontier Communication Solutions.
Here, now we'll pick up on him.
For quality purposes, your call may be recorded.
See, it was your fault, Patrick. I got through.
Sorry.
Fucking Patrick.
Directory what? City and state, please?
Directory operator.
Oh, hi. Which desk is this in the office? What, like, is there a number, something that designates where you are in the room?
I'm
a technician. It's okay to tell me.
Let's all talk.
I used to have this.
They're tracing us.
Back tracing
for the win.
They're using GPS technology.
Fuck.
You done goofed.
I'm getting another beer.
Did you guys hear the Dunn Goofed guy died a couple weeks ago?
No.
What?
He had a heart attack.
Ooh.
Like, for real. He had
the father of that chick?
Yes, the father of that little 11-year-old girl. And, yeah, he had a heart attack. It's not surprising. But, no, like, people confirmed it. Like, they found his obituary and all that. So,
oh,
yeah.
No my
way.
God.
The you done goofed
Who's
guy.
Who's the done goofed guy?
The poor girl.
Okay, UK Ted, you need to get on YouTube, and I'm betting if you type in you done goofed, D-U-N, spell it like an American, you done goofed.
And Jesse Slaughter.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Oh my, that poor girl, I feel bad for her now.
Oh, I think it's probably for the best.
Let's send her flowers.
Yeah, she'd love that.
I'd like to comfort her.
Shut up, Matt, I'm hanging up on you.
Oh, God.
Okay. Seriously, I'm hanging up on you.
I just feel bad about it.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. your penis feels bad, right? Is that what it is?
The English
band.
What was that? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Wasn't it Spessa who made the prank call to the hotel in England, asking them if the guy, telling the guy to stop smoking and asked him if he had an erection?
Yes, that was Mrs. Spessa. And
I just realized I listened to that. That totally sounds like my uncle, and it's like freaky. He was in England at the time, so I don't know.
Your uncle's pretty uptight
Thank
about
you
his erections.
Communication solution
How
is.
Dare you?
For quality
can't
purposes,
the
your call may be recorded.
Oh no.
Directory, what city and state,
please? Directory, what city and state, please? Directory, what city and state, please?
Hold for the supervisor. I'll be off the line.
I wish they said their names. Oh, hello, ma'am? Oh, I thought she picked up.
Miss Rivers? Hello.
Call her Jenny.
8675.
Excuse me, what is the problem?
Oh, there's no problem.
What is the problem
we're actually
here?
Calling to apologize.
You guys,
for
you don't have anything else to do.
No,
but
we're
playing the phone. You sound like grown men.
We are.
Really educated, but we don't play games here, so have a good night.
I'm not for the supervisor, please.
I never learned how to read.
Oh, I'm a minor. You can't talk to me like that.
She tried to compliment us. And yeah, said we sounded like grown men, really educated.
That was nice of her.
Like that.
Oh my god, yeah, I sound like a grown man.
Do we sound educated?
I think so.
Yeah,
because we have a guy.
You can't head. You do.
Hey, do any of you know what I mean when I say like that weird beeping sound sounds like call waiting caller ID?
Yeah.
Of course I know what you mean. Yeah. I'm educated.
Okay, yeah, we all are. So, like,
boy, class.
Brad, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, it's like something you don't normally hear, but you can hear it if you're listening on the...
I actually...
What?
I don't know what you mean.
Ah, well, when you're on your landline that you have, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah,
and
that you don't.
And
a
call comes in.
I'm calling in from a landline.
Yeah, a call comes in, and you have caller ID, and you have call waiting. You get the call waiting display. You know?
Yeah.
So, and there's this tone that sounds a lot like that tone, but it's followed by, like, a tiny data stream. And that's what I used to play around with that. I recorded some of those from some other prank caller.
Wikipedia is helping us.
I actually was able to play that recorder into my line and make that pop up on caller ID, just because I thought.
Oh, nice.
So I'm wondering if we could record that tone and it would be something.
Do it. Try it.
Whoa.
This is heavy, isn't it? The only problem
this is like my mind.
I don't have a home phone though.
Whoa, man.
This is heavy shit.
Do you need a flux capacitor, Brad?
I'm pretty sure we do. I guess we can't do it, though, because there's no home phone. I have Magic Jack. Maybe Magic Jack would work.
Hey, Brad, I can send you a Pac Bell caller ID box.
Oh, can you? Can you send me a phone, too?
In the landline?
Dude, guess what phone I'm calling in from?
I give up.
1977 princess phone with extra long cord.
Oh, I bet you look cute.
This is hot.
Yeah,
I look totally cute. No, it's a cheap old one, but it's a landline, so it's cool.
It's still adorable, dude.
Yeah.
Brad, what's in the 2011 media pack torrent?
Everything. Every episode of Phone Show.
15 really?
15 gigs of crap. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So everyone should go to phonelosers.org and download the new media pack. There's, like, bunches of people seeding it right now.
You're going to put some podcasts?
I downloaded it from...
wow.
I downloaded your media pack right on my mom's computer, and she, like, almost got fired. Took up way too much bandwidth.
On your mom's computer?
Yeah, she's like works for a school district, and then I like put it on her computer because I wanted to be able to get it on my wherever I was, and I like told it to go to high bandwidth, and then like they like sent like these data cops or whatever to like the school.
Oh shit!
They all freaked out because they thought she was like stealing credit card numbers or something.
That would have been awesome if I got your mom fired.
Oh god.
I would have LOL.
It was really funny though because I get a brag that I got the data cops called on me.
Data cops. That's like having 911 called.
They're almost as good as NetForce.
911's gonna come to your house.
Oh my god! I'll send them off with my old phone.
What does anyone know? Carlito's number before we, end of the show, because we should get like an update from him.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, well, he's been on. He's been doing shows every week.
Yeah.
Can he see you? Is he blind?
Actually, from what I've heard, his vision may be getting worse.
Really?
But maybe it's a temporary thing. But
you gotta be shitting me.
But I don't have tons of information or anything. But
call him. Call his ass.
Well, I would, but I don't know the number. I just know it's 407.
Nunu, are you on Nunu?
Nunu.
Usually Nunu's on.
I don't see him in the chat room, in the tiny chat.
Nunu, you son of a bitch.
Oh, we should call people.
Why is nobody, like,
broadcasting? We should call people and play Touchtone songs at them.
This is a weird night tonight. I feel like this is like a Twilight Zone alternate universe phone show tonight.
Why?
Because, like, no one's broadcasting on the tiny chat.
Yeah, it's nobody's weird. Nobody. I'll get on Tiny Chat.
Okay.
Just in time for the end of the show.
Perfect.
Bradley.
What?
And because Jen's here.
What, Jen?
After show?
Oh, maybe a little bit of an after show.
Jen's awesome.
That's another reason why it's alternate reality, because Jen is here.
Okay, eight people have to tell us what they learned. What'd you learn, Jen?
That the spearmint snooze the packet tends to open, and then you swallow tobacco, and then your tummy hurts.
I learned that there's no Houston in Alabama.
You stole mine.
There might be. I'm going to look that up right now.
I'm fairly sure there is.
Oh, I think I just figured out.
I'm going to go on Google and check.
I just searched. I'm a hacker. I just searched my Gmail and I found Carlito's number.
Yes.
OMG.
Call him, call him, call him.
I'm doing it. He didn't answer my G-chat, so I don't know if he's around.
I learned that 411 operators have a very inflated sense of self-worth and power.
I learned that a couple fucking crotchety old broads can set up their own 411 with some kind of scam.
I learned crackheads should be operators.
In their basement or their garage or something.
Yeah.
I learned that phone losers are educated.
Please leave your
people.
Message for 4 7 9 2 7.
Hang up.
I don't know if it matters. I think he gives out this
please
number.
Please enter your password.
Why'd you do that for?
8833.
Okay, stop. I'm gonna try once. Once more. Should I call you?
At least say hi to him.
707. Should I call you Q instead of your real name?
Just call me Pat.
Are you part of the Q continuum?
I don't know. I just chose it because I couldn't think of anything.
Wait,
just watching Goldfinger, I thought, nah.
S was taken on the PLA forum, so.
Oh, you're Q from the chat?
Just letter Q.
Yeah. But I'm not on my computer because my dad shut the internet off.
0 7 9 blah, 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 blah. Record your message after
insert
the
clever comment
okay.
Here.
Okay. Everyone talk about
five.
How much you love Carlito.
When you are finished recording,
press five.
Hang up.
No.
Delivery options, press pound.
Go.
Don't touch.
Carlito, get your eyes better, quick.
We love you, Carlito.
Hi,
we love you and your stupid eyes.
We're all phone losers, your biggest fans, blah, 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 blah.
And we want you to call us back if you're around. We're going to do a small after show, but not too long.
Were funny last week, too.
Are you doing a longer after show? You just doesn't know it yet.
Maybe I'll just, I'll just leave the phone off the hook and you guys can do your own after show.
Oh, it's one of those.
Maybe. I don't know. No, I'll stick around for a while.
So, okay. Carlito, that means,
Carlito's answer machine?
Bye, Carlito. Oh, wait. Hey, look.
Yeah. Bye, Carlito.
Wait. Hold on. If it lets us stay on... Carlito's got to hear this. I want to call information real quick.
Oh yeah.
Carlito, this is a direct like backdoor number to information in California to 411. They think we're calling
somebody
from a payphone.
Allegedly.
Thank you for
this is a backdoor to some lady's garage.
Solution. For quality purposes, your call may be recorded.
What city and state, please?
Ma'am, I'm seriously. I'm just calling.
Please?
I'm calling to apologize for my previous phone calls, and I just wanted to say I'm sorry. And I'll
sorry.
Cut it out.
And you have a beautiful,
sorry,
a beautiful
I
voice.
Help you with?
We're all very sorry.
All of us are sorry. We're trapped in a phone booth.
Okay. Have a good day.
Oh, that wasn't hilarious.
I'm so sorry.
You have the right to remain silent and refuse to answer questions. Do you understand? Anything you do, say, may, and be used against you in a court of law. Do you understand? You have the right to consult an attorney before speaking to the police and have an attorney present during questioning now or in the future.
Thanks,
Jake. Do you understand? If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you before any question if you wish. Do you understand?
No.
If you decide to answer questions now without an attorney present,
okay.
You will still have the right to stop answering at any time until you talk to an attorney. Do you understand? Knowing and understanding your rights as I have explained them to you, are you willing to answer my questions without an attorney
technical
present?
Writer time.
Best one if you understand.
I'll be back, you guys, in a minute or so.
Can I get that in Spanish?
I'm going to pee. Hopefully.
Pablo